Hurts to heal, helps to hide. By Clint Barton and Matt Murdock-Thick. Written by C.N. Wrights and read by 42 Do Not Panic. This fic is rated for teen and up audiences. Summary. In which Clint Barton is not the only Avenger without superpowers. That is just what he would prefer everyone to believe. If there is one thing that has been drilled into Matt's head his entire life, it was to always get up. Every time his father went to the ring, he saw it. He saw the blows, he saw the beatdowns, he saw the blood and teeth flying as the boxers plummeted each other. He saw his dad hit the mat again and again, and eventually, when he couldn't see any more, he heard it. It was always the same smack of flesh against flesh, then thud of flesh against polyethylene foam when he hit the floor. But the thud would only last a few seconds, because there would always be a grunt and a groan that followed, and then the next thing he knew, his dad would be rising from the mat, his teeth barred and usually bloody, his skin bruised but his head high. Win or lose, it would always be the same. If he hit the mat, he would get back up. He would get back up over and over again, even when he physically couldn't anymore. And Murdock never stayed down. Matt never stayed down, even when he should. The people he had been fighting were down. He could hear their hearts beat, all nine of them. Most were sluggish, weak, and he knew he should hope that the blood loss wouldn't kill them. Maybe he should check them, tie up any wounds that seemed particularly bad. He did that, sometimes, when he could. He should be able to do that. He should be able to move. But for now, he was on his feet. That was enough. That had to be enough. Devil? There was a sound to his side, and Matt flinched, his fists drawing up to his chest before he realized what a horrible idea that was. His teeth grit together, and he kept the fists up, steadfastly ignoring the pain coursing through his veins as he tried to let out a snarl. It ended up strangled and caught somewhere in his heaving lungs, and that hurt. It hurt like hell, and something must have been torn, but Murdock's did not go down, so he stayed where he was, with his fists pulled up as footsteps backed away. Whoa, okay. You hurt me that time. Sorry, you were out of it. Didn't think you were hearing me. The words processed slowly. Too slowly. They burned at his senses, and Matt should be better than this. Faster than this. And he slowly realized that he knew his voice. Hawkeye. Avenger. And an ally, he thinks. Maybe. A tentative one, at first. There were fuzzy memories of the echoes of two voices against dank metal walls, the two of them somehow ludicrously, in the same dumpster, and he knew the memories would be clearer if his mind was. The memories should be clearer. You're better than this, Matty. He swayed, but a Murdock never fell. Stick would never let him fall, even if he wanted to. Whoa, you... The Avenger trailed off mid-sentence, and Matt felt a dull buzz of panic somewhere at the base of his skull. He couldn't be losing his hearing. That was always, always bad. You don't look good, Devil. Usually Matt would return that with snark or something, right? Usually he would have a clipped comment for Hawkeye, and the man that had become something of an ally. Friend? To him, over the past few months, would have laughed. That was how it usually went. That was what he should do. But he was standing. Standing took enough effort at the moment. Devil, can you... Are you even hearing me right now? Something moved in front of his face, and... Oh. There was a hand, like Hawkeye thought he could see, and that would cause some sort of reaction. The thought was funny, for some reason, and something like a laugh gurgled out between his teeth. It twisted and warped from the tear inside of him, and he wasn't surprised when the hand was snatched away. That sounds bad, man. That sounds really bad. Matt wanted to say that he knew it sounded bad. He wanted to say that he was fine, that it was just a scratch. He wanted to say that he had dealt with worse. And he wanted to leave, to get far away from Hawkeye and his strange, concerned tone. But his world was tilting, the floor falling sideways beneath him, and before he knew it, something hard was pressed into the side of his face. It felt good, somehow, the solid surface. For a moment, he wanted to stay there, pressed against it, and focus on the gritty texture against the skin of his face, rather than the twisting pain that seared beneath his skin. Then it slowly registered that this was the ground beneath him, and he knew that he couldn't stay there. He was a Murdock. A Murdock always got up. There was a cursing above him, and right, Hawkeye. He was still there, and then there was a hand touching his shoulder. It pressed against something that should not have been in the position that it was, and Matt jerked away with a rattling hiss. More cursing followed his noise, and Matt could hardly tell where the man was standing. It was as if his senses had been muffled, warped, twisted out of his control, and made horribly unhelpful as concrete grated at his skin. He had to get up. Oh no, no, don't you dare. There was a hand against his shoulder again, and Matt tried to snarl. It was far weaker than he wanted it to be, and he could hear the mumbled stream of curses underneath it. The hand was gentle, strangely enough. It was gentle, but insistent, and Matt didn't know what to do with that. Stick's hand was always insistent, never gentle. Plus, he was always urging Matt to get up, not lay down. Shit, man, how are you standing? He should be standing now. He had to get up. He always got up. He was up. Why was he on the ground now? No. Didn't you hear me? Stop trying to... The sentence trailed off into a sharp intake of breath. Matt could hear it, but it was muffled by a faint, insistent buzz in his ears. He hated that buzz. It made him feel like his senses were muffled, like he was vulnerable. Like this, he was... Devil, stop! Just stop! Stop moving! No! Matt wanted to scream. No! He couldn't stop moving. No! He couldn't stay there on the ground. No! He couldn't let himself be tricked by the strange, insistent gentleness that was Hawkeye's hand on his shoulders. He was a Murdoch. He had to get up. He was a soldier. He had to keep moving. Hawkeye was an Avenger, an ally, friend, at best, a hindrance at worst. There was nothing he could do to help here. He was the Avenger without powers. He was the man with the bow and arrow. He couldn't help Matt any more than he already had in taking down the 9 men. Drug dealers? Traffickers? He hardly remembered anymore. Matt had to get up. Devil, you're going to kill yourself. The hand on his shoulder became more of a weight, and Matt snarled. The noise took too much air, and he gasped immediately, the noise rattling wetly in his lungs. There was something else down there, deep within his chest. Blood? That would make sense. Maybe one of his broken ribs had punctured the lung. He was sure he could feel several that could have done the job. How have you not killed yourself already? Gotta get up. The words were weak, ragged, hardly audible, and it took Matt a moment to realize that he was the one that had uttered them. He was surprised he could speak. If he could speak, he should be able to get up. No, stop, you're... The voice trailed off, and when it did, there was something accepting in it. Maybe even a note of awe, or something of disbelief. Mostly it seemed to be resignation, but Matt was not the most reliable indicator of tone at the moment. You're not gonna stop. You never stop. Matt shifted, and the hand didn't push him down. It lingered on the fabric of his suit, solid and real, but hardly a hindrance. Maybe if it had been more consistent, less gentle, Matt would have had the motivation he needed to put up more of a fight. Maybe by now he would be on his feet, standing, leaving the scene like he should be to go patch himself up. Instead, he was struggling, hardly more than propped up on his elbow, one arm still screaming in pain at every movement. He had to get up. He had to. You're not going to make it to a hospital, Hawkeye muttered above him, and Matt ignored the way that his world was swimming to snarl weakly at him again. No, no hospitals. He managed to spit, the words fragmented and shattered as they lay at Hawkeye's feet. The Avenger only snorted, and Matt could once again hear something strangely accepting to his noise. Of course you would say something like that. You would have to, wouldn't you? The hand continued to linger on his shoulder, and Matt didn't have the strength to shrug it off or focus on Hawkeye's word or do something but take his next hollow breath and try to push himself up to his feet. It was a process, but he was making progress. He had to be making progress. You're too stubborn. How have you not blacked out? How are you still alive? I won't be for much longer, Matt thought, and the thought was so unbidden that he wanted to physically shove it away. This was fine. He's had worse. He's sure he's had worse. He would not die there, not lying on the concrete with an Avenger hovering over him. He would die on his feet, if nothing else. He owed his dad that much. You're not going to stop. You're just going to get yourself... Hawkeye was no longer talking to him, and Matt was only half listening to the Avenger anyway. He heard the low mutter of cursing, but he did not have the strength to care about it. This is stupid. This is stupid. Why couldn't you have just stayed down? Why couldn't you just stop for a minute? Something in Matt tried to growl, but it didn't make it past his lips. He was getting tired, and that thought alone made adrenaline pump into his system. He couldn't be tired. Not now. Not like this. He had to get up. He had to be on his feet. No, stop. The worry strayed off again, and when it resurfaced, it was quiet, hardly more than a whisper. I'm going to regret this. The hand on his shoulder shifted. For just a moment, it was gone, and there was a bittersweet sort of relief. But then it was back, and it was grazing his lightly stubbled cheek, skin against skin and flesh against flesh. Matt twisted, snarled, tried to move back and up to get to his feet and stand like he should. But the hand only moved with him. There was the mumbled string of curses as an undercurrent in the air, such a mumbled mess now that there was no telling one word from another. There was only the sound, like a chant, and the light touch on his cheek. Then there was fire in his gut. Despite the tear in his lung, despite his years of training and pain and tolerance, Matt Murdock screamed. He screamed with a raw throat and a guttural cry, a gurgling noise deep within his throat as he tilted his head back and ignored the old pain because new pain was flooding his veins. It felt like liquid fire, like magma or lava dripping into his blood, heavy, hot, and painful. It surged through his body and twisted through his limbs, and Matt could not get away from it. It rushed like a flood through every part of him, hot and heavy and unavoidable as it filled him to the brink, all pulsing from that tiny spot of contact. It was burning, it was scalding, it was murderous. He was going to die. He was going to burst into flames and wither away, like the devil that everyone said was returning to hell. He wondered if that was where he would go. He wondered if he had done too much for even God to let him into heaven. He wondered if he would ever see his father again. He just wished he was standing on his feet. He had been so close. Murdoch's always got up. He owed his dad that much. It wasn't like he had made him proud any other way. Suddenly, everything cooled. It was an instant the fire was gone and the weight of the magma in his veins doubled. It turned into something heavier, stronger, something like stone or perhaps lead, something heavy and dragging that strove to pin him to the concrete, to drag him down to the depths and never let him back up. Matt did not comply. He pushed himself up the moment that the fire stopped burning. He was on his feet before the weight had settled in, and the moment that it dragged his limbs, he refused to comply with it. He got to his feet, and he was up. He was standing, and he realized just how close he had been to never being on his feet again. There was a soft thud somewhere to his right, and Matt heard a low groan. Never seen someone get up like that. The voice slurred, heavy and weak in the midnight air. I don't know what I expected. Matt opened his mouth, maybe to speak, maybe to growl. He was unsure, but whatever he had planned to say got stuck in his throat. It was not because of the tear in his lungs. No. No, it was the opposite. He could breathe fine. He could breathe perfectly fine. Painlessly fine. Matt whipped around, his body moving smoothly despite the weight dragging down his veins. He couldn't see Hawkeye. Whatever the man had done, it wasn't deep enough to reach that injury. But he could hear his heartbeat. He could hear the way that it would beat just a tick too fast, despite the fact that his breathing was heavy and slow. He could hear the way that blood rushed in his veins as he leaned back against the concrete, slow and unsteady and still kneeling like he must have a moment ago, no signs of trying to get up. He was uncharacteristically quiet, uncharacteristically shaky. He was unsteady, the way Matt himself sometimes was after taking in too much information. After trying to stretch his radar senses over too many blocks and keep track of too many things at once. It was the way that people would sound after they used too much of their powers. Hawkeye had powers. You're a healer. Matt said dumbly, needlessly. It didn't need to be said. It was obvious in the weight in his bones, in the way that his bones were suddenly aligned properly. It was obvious in the way the pain had been replaced by weight. In the way that his bruises seemed to have disappeared before they had even formed. It was obvious in the fact that he could talk at all without that stabbing, ripping sensation from his lung. It was obvious, but he had to say it, because it was the only thing he could say. It was the truth, a truth that he had been very, very unaware of. Really? Hawkeye responded with the same heavy, slurred, sarcastic voice. Matt could sense the roll of his eyes even if he couldn't see it. I didn't think you'd notice. You don't have powers. Matt set aside the fact that he obviously did. The man had just healed all of his injuries in one fiery, painful, heavy surge. He could heal. He had powerful powers. They don't say that on the news. That's 'cause the news don't know. Hawkeye's voice took on an edge, and Matt got the distinct feeling that there was a warning embedded in his words. No one does. No one? Matt shouldn't be pressing. Something on the edge of his consciousness knew that. Something inside of him could hear the way that Hawkeye's voice was quieter than usual. The way that his heart started in his chest. The way that his muscles tensed with something other than power exhaustion. A part of him knew that he should drop it and just leave. Just be glad that he was back on his feet. Instead, he kept talking. You work for S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, Hawkeye said, and his voice was small. Hawkeye's voice was never small. And do they? Of course not. They can't. Hawkeye inhaled sharply, and a part of Matt wished he could see the man's expression. I know what S.H.I.E.L.D. is capable of. You work for them. As a spy, not as a healer. The Avengers? This time he heard the sound of teeth grinding together. No. There was a moment of silence. Matt broke it. You don't trust them. Another moment passed with nothing but the sluggish, unconscious echoes of the enemy's heartbeats to stir the air. Then Hawkeye spoke, and his voice was softer than Matt had ever heard it before. I don't trust anyone. Matt wanted to open his mouth again. He wanted to question Hawkeye more. He wanted to ask why again, and yet, he knew, without even asking, he knew. Healers were a powerful commodity. Their powers were rare. They were something every team needed and every person wanted. Matt had dismantled entire rings of human traffickers specialized in just people with healing powers, even the lowest levels of it. Hawkeye had just brought him back from the brink of death, with nothing to show for it but the weight in his veins. That was powerful. That was valuable. A lot of people would do a lot of things to get their hand on that sort of power. The weight was still heavy in his veins. Now it was heavy on his mind. It filled the alleyway that they were standing in, twisting between the brick walls and the unconscious bodies and the two tense men positioned in the middle. There was something there, something that was out of his reach. Matt opened his mouth, and he found himself speaking the question before he could stop it. Why? There was a long, tired sigh that split the air. Healers are necessary, Hawkeye muttered, his voice tinged with a sharp edge that nearly cut Matt's healed skin. Mine's not exactly a nice process for either of us. People get mad. They want you to heal everything. They want... No. Hawkeye paused when he spoke. Matt continued. I understand. Then, why did you heal me? The silence returned. This time it carried a startled quality. He could feel Hawkeye's eyes boring into him in some sense of heavy, resigned disbelief. You are gonna get yourself killed, he said after a moment. I couldn't just let you die. Matt stared at him despite the fact that his eyes didn't work. I could read you out. I know. I could use this information. I know. I get hurt a lot. There was a snort at that one. I know. Matt hesitated a moment before opening his mouth again. Do you trust me not to say anything? Nothing was said for a few moments. Then, so quietly that Matt might not have heard it without his abilities, Hawkeye spoke. No. It did not surprise him. It only intrigued him. So why did you do it? The next sound that Hawkeye made was a frustrated one. You were going to die, he reminded him, as if Matt could have forgotten that. You wouldn't stay down. I'm a healer. I couldn't let you do that. Matt let Hawkeye stop talking, and he listened to the man's breath rattle in his chest. He hesitated, listening to the way that his heart beat. You didn't have to, he said quietly. Yes, I did. He spoke up, his voice still shaking. It was tense, vulnerable in a way that Matt had never heard it before. That's what people always want. That's what... He inhaled, and he didn't continue. Matt did not ask him to. You don't have to do it again, he said after a moment. You'll take that back, Hawkeye muttered. It felt strange to hear that sort of sound from the Avenger. Something timid, something small, something defensive. It was the voice of someone whose trust had been shattered before. Nothing like his usual flippant, dry humor. This was real. The minute you get hurt again, you'll want to take it back. Matt only hummed. We'll see, he said slowly. Then, after a pause, he spoke again. I'm better at handling pain than you'd think. Oh yeah? Hawkeye snorted. By trying to get up even when you're about to bleed out? Well, you know, Matt said casually, a measured tone sliding through the tendrils in his voice. A Murdoch never stays down. He turned before Hawkeye could figure out what he meant by that. He turned and he ran, adrenaline pumping away the lead left in his veins as he leapt up and grabbed the first fire escape that he could find. It wrenched his shoulder, but only slightly, the muscles newly woven together and newly strong. It felt good, but Matt knew it was a temporary feeling. He knew that he would never ask Hawkeye to use his secrets again. He only hoped that his own secret was enough to convince the man of that fact.